New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has spoken for the first time about sexual harassment accusations made against him. Karen DeWitt reports he apologized, but says he's not resigning.
At times welling with emotion, Cuomo looked into the camera and offered an apology to all New Yorkers and to the women who say he harassed them.
I now understand that I acted in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. It was unintentional, and I truly and deeply apologize for it. I feel awful about it, and frankly, I am embarrassed by it.
Cuomo says he never touched anyone inappropriately. He says he's learned from the experience and promises that he will be the better for it. Two former aides, Lindsay Boylan and Charlotte Bennett, say the governor engaged in a range of inappropriate behaviors, including touching, an unsolicited kiss, intrusive questions about dating habits, and whether sleeping with an older man would be an option, as well as an invitation to play strip poker. A third woman, Anna Rook, produced a photo that showed the governor, who she did not know, holding her face in his hands at a wedding. She says he then asked if he could kiss her. Cuomo says hugging and kissing women and men as a form of greeting is a custom he learned from his father, former New York Governor Mario Cuomo, but he says he now understands it is no longer acceptable.
I could intend no offense, but if they were offended by it, then it was wrong.
State Attorney General Letitia James is conducting an investigation with subpoena powers. Cuomo says he and his office will cooperate fully.
I ask the people of this state to wait for the facts from the Attorney General's report before forming an opinion.
A growing number of elected officials have called on Cuomo to resign, but the governor says he doesn't plan to. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.